the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. This segment of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summer Sports Medicine, Orthopedic and Surgeon, Coastal Pine Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Ashton Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer. Coach, we're coming off a real good, well-played, best game of the season Friday night. Even though we didn't win it, the kids showed up and performed well.
Yeah, they showed up, especially there in the second half. And it just really kind of goes to show that, you know, it's in our kids, and they can play football when they decide to. And they came out that second half, and they gave Calvary one good football game that second half. We're very proud of the kids and the effort that they gave Friday night. We were proud of the strides that we took moving forward. We had about 9 penalties in the first half, and
yes,
maybe 2 or 3, I think it was 2 in the second half. But we came out a different ball team that second half, and you know, just like I told them Friday, guys, we got to put together 4 full quarters of football. Right now, we're putting together 2, and putting together 2.5, and maybe 3. But Friday, we definitely put together about 2.5. We got to have 4 quarters of football, mistake-free focus. And we came to figure out that we have, you know, we always have 10 guys doing what they should, and then 1 guy that's not. And that, in some cases, Friday we had 11 guys doing what they're supposed to be doing, and 1 guy that wasn't. And that wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. But we're still, our spirits are still high. The kids are still having good times, and we still got a lot to play for.
And coach, you know, like we talked about last Wednesday, getting off to a fast start, and we didn't get that fast start. We made a lot of penalties, jumping offside, some bad stuff there in the beginning. What are we going to do this week to correct that and try to get off to a fast start this week, Coach?
Well, we started in practice. We moved over to the stadium. We used the lights. We used the scoreboard. We put 12 minutes on the clock. We simulated a game, and we started the game off. And we made some of the same mistakes in practice. And then we came back, and we fixed them, and we did a better job. But one of the things we did do was use the game field this week and use that stadium clock to help us out. And we'll finish it up tomorrow doing some of the same things.
Hey, Coach, but what I like, the second half, man, the offense really came out and clicked. We threw the ball well, we blocked well, we ran the ball well. Could we carry that over, starting up this Friday night, getting off to a fast start, jumping on these cats quick and don't let up for 48 minutes? We got to have it.
Well, that's always a good question, Mr. Kenny. You know, you're dealing with teenagers here, and one day they're good and one day they're, you know, maybe not so good. But we got to keep pressing for it, and we got to keep putting it out there as expectation that we want. And the guys, eventually, we got to put together 4 quarters or we're going to be going home.
Hey, Coach, you know, we got some key guys hurt this week. How are we going to get these younger guys coming in and prepare to go on Friday night? How do we get these guys ready to play Friday night?
Yeah, we're down 4 guys that end up being about 6 positions. Mm. And it's tough. We got to coach those young guys up, and we always say, we all use the terminology or the words, next man up. So you got to be ready when it's your time, and that's what we've kind of done. We've kind of coached those guys up. We scaled practice back and got a whole lot more indie time this week than we've done in the past, just because we knew that we were going to be using a lot more young guys than we were. And I mean young guys, I mean sophomore and maybe first time juniors. So,
hey, Coach, that Friday night lights come on these young men. And like you say, you know, if you prepare them to get them in position to make the play Friday night, Coach, anything could happen, but you know, you've been bringing them all along. I hear you tell them every practice, Be prepared to go. Next man up. Now, Coach, you know, Country Day, old-time rivalry, and we handled them pretty well last year. But like you say, this is a new season, a new team. What's the expectation on Friday night, Coach? And tell me what kind of offense and defense do these guys do?
Well, I'll go ahead and get you with the offense. Offense and defense, the offense is basically a pro set, which is old school, a tight end, a fullback, and a quarterback.
And that's good for us?
Yeah, the only thing they do different is they run it from a gun situation. Defense is an old school also, 4-3 defense, cover two. And our expectation is to go out and make sure we're lined up to this stuff and make sure we're getting off to a good start.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, give me a prescription of Country Day again. We were just talking.
Country Day is a team, you know, there's nothing fancy about Country Days. You know, no disrespect to those guys. Just there's nothing fancy. It's a tight end offense. The offense is kind of based around the tight end a whole lot. Thank goodness that guy's a senior this year. We won't have to see him again. But, I mean, power, trap, ISO is what we got to face this week, and, you know, that's what we got to stop.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, power, ISO, and trap, and that's what they do. And they if they run the ball 50 times, 45 of them will be power, and the other few will be trap and ISO. But they want to run the football. They want to put it between A-gap and B-gap on both sides.
Right, and they don't throw it that much. They just say, head in, stop it if you can. Put your big boy britches on, and let's go get it.
No, they throw the ball just to keep you honest.
Okay.
You know, so you won't load the box up on them, but they'll do some RPO stuff once they have established a good run game just to make sure that you're honest. They'll throw it every once in a while. So we got to be – we've worked it a lot this week. We've got a lot of pass – we got a lot of pass reps, and we've got a ton of run reps. And our kids have seen power, ISO, and trap all week long.
And, Coach, I've been out there Tuesday practice, because Monday you had to go in the gym because of rain and lightning. But during my time, we didn't worry about lightning. We used to catch it in this. I guess that's why we are so crazy down there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the kids have got more sense than we do back in the days. But, you know, Coach, I came out Tuesday and I saw Jimmy Palmer look pretty good picking off some passes. And even I saw Drake picked off some nice passes. So that might be a good sign coming up this Friday night.
Yeah, Monday the Lightning caught us. And, you know, and I always feel bad for some reason when we have to go in the gym. I just feel bad. And we went to the region meeting yesterday in Metter. And it's 12 teams in this region. And about eight of them had to go in the gym, too. So I felt good after that.
But, yes.
Tuesday's practice, once I got back to town, you know, it was one for the ages. It was a very good practice. And, you know, the thing about that practice is I just wish we could carry that over into the game. I mean, when we compete, we get after one another in practice. I mean, if our fans ever got the notion to come out and watch us practice and then come out and watch us play on Friday, they would say this is two different teams. Because we come to practice and we flat out get after each other. But Friday night, maybe we get light crazy, stir crazy, but we just can't carry it over the entire four quarters on Friday night. The entire four quarters.
Okay, more to come on the Terrell Toomer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Toome on the Bishop Media Sport Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, location from Blue Bay Bar Mexican Grill. This segment is brought to you by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Now, Coach, we was talking about Country Day and the offense and their defense. And what do they run on defense, Coach?
They're old school 4-3, four down linemen, three linebackers. They barely, rarely move the safeties. It's usually too high. I will say this about Savannah Country Day. They will not beat themselves.
No, sir.
They won't turn over. They won't jump off sides. They won't commit a lot of the penalties. The Bucs are going to have to play some smart football Friday night to get ahead and keep that lead. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot.
And, Coach, these guys, you know, the quarterback are fundamentally sound. The running back, they block well. They do the little things well. And like you say, they don't jump off sides. They don't do crazy penalties. But we got to limit our mistakes, cut back on all these mistakes. We're going to have to block well, tackle well, and get off to a fast start, Coach.
Yeah, and you know, Mr. Kenner, that's some of the things that we've worked on all week at practice. You know, and we had a big talk Friday night after last Friday's game, and we just kind of talked about what we needed and what we wanted at practice. And we put those things into play this week, Monday, Tuesday, and even today, just making sure we dialed it back a little bit, just making sure that we're getting those fundamental things in, blocking, tackling, the little things. You know, I think all week, it shouldn't be something you brag about, but we had two offsides in practice, and they all came today. So Monday was good, and Tuesday was good, and today we had two, but we're working on getting zero. And we're dealing with a lot of young, I say young, I mean sophomore guys that are having to step up and play football Friday, and they just got to pay attention and hang on.
You know, Coach, we had a good drive going there. Got down to the 10-yard line. You know, mistakes happen. Jimmy Palmer fumbling away, and that could have been the third touchdown. Could have get a two-point conversion and won that thing 22-21. But what it could have, should have, it don't happen. You got to make the play.
Yeah, I didn't think about it till later on. That was our touchdown drive right there. And that was his first fumble since last year at the Georgia Dome.
Wow.
You know, he fumbled twice last year, and he was disappointed about it. He was very highly disappointed about it. You know, of course he had to pay for that, but he promised that he won't do it again, and he's been working on it, and he's done an outstanding job so far at practice this week. But, you know, we can only just coach him up, but, you know, he's going to beat himself up about that worse than anybody else will. And, you know, the good news or the good part about it, that's his first one this year, and I think he had several last year. So proud of him for that fact, and proud of him for just, you know, continuing to try to work on that thing, grow and get better at it.
And Coach, that's all you can ask. And I tell you what, I seen you after the game Friday night. The young men went out and they shook hands with Calvary after a hard-fought game. I like that class. I like the way you run the program. You demand that from the kids, and I like that, Coach. It's always good to show good sportsmanship. But now, we gave Calvary all we wanted. After the ball game, Coach, in the speech you told those guys, it's in you. We got to play 48 minutes. If it's in you, it can come out of you. And I was proud of those guys Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, just I had to back up a little bit, but just going back to the Claxton loss, and it just kind of showed, it just kind of shows that we kind of played to our opponent's level that night, and we didn't play the way we should have. And then you come this week, the very next Friday, and we play against a ranked opponent, a very well-coached opponent, and we go toe-to-toe with them. And that just goes to prove right there that it's in them, guys. We got to play four quarters of it. We can do it. You know, they just got to believe in themselves and go out and do it.
Yes, you listen to the Terrell Toomer Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, like you say, the pudding is in the pie, but you got to put on your big boy britches this week. And, Coach, this is do or die for our playoffs. We got to fight for our life Friday night.
10-4, Mr. Palmer. That's exactly right. And despite what everyone thinks or what everyone is saying, we still have a shot, and we're in a corner. We're backed up with our back against the wall, and we're going to come out fighting Friday. There's no secret or lying. We're going to put the football on the ground. We're going to run it. You know, we got three guys that can run the ball, and we're going to run the ball with them. Go ahead.
And, Coach, I like that behind that big offensive line we got. The big offensive line getting moving. I believe we can open up some hole and have a good gun game Friday night.
Well, when you think back over the last 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, our run game has picked up, and we've been able to put the ball on the ground. I mean, we rushed the ball Friday against Calvary for 186 yards.
Wow.
We had 29 on last football season. So we've made improvements on the ground game. Those seniors have picked it up, and I told them several weeks ago, we're gonna put the game on y'all back. When we want 3-4 yards, we gotta get it, and they know it.
Hey, Coach, but our offense have gotten better over the last 4 to 5 ball games. You know, like you said, we've averaged a bunch of yards over the last ball game. We moved the ball well up and down the field, but sometimes we just couldn't get it in the end zone.
Yeah, that's true. We made some changes there about week 4, and we've made incline offensively. We made a lot of improvements on that side of the ball, and the kids responded. The kids understand what's going on. The quarterback play has increased, you know, a part of those yards you're talking about.
Yes.
His play has increased that. So, yeah, we made some good changes. Now we just got to get those young guys on defense rolling. You know, we lost, I think, 8 starters on defense last year, and we had to replace those 8 guys. Maybe 9. But those guys got to be replaced, and that's what we're dealing with right now.
And Coach, you always preach to these guys. Look, every team every Friday night gonna bring their A game. When you got that MCA helmet on, they want to knock you off. When Claxton and Jenkins County won their games against the Buccaneers, you thought these guys won the Georgia High School Championship the way he was jumping up and hollering and screaming, "Hey, we beat the Bucks!" You know.
Yeah, and I've been preaching it all season long, and just trying to show the guys that we are gonna get everyone's A game because of the great amount of success that we had on last football season. And those teams don't care if you're up or down.
No, sir.
If you did what you did the year before, that old saying, to be the big dog, you got to beat the big dog. And they want a piece every Friday night. So we're gonna get everybody's A game every Friday night.
Amen to that, brother. But you got to be ready to go, Coach. Now, no excuse this week. We got to load up the bus. Get these boys up there, get them ready to play, get these big boys' britches on. When I'm talking about them big boys' britches on, I'm talking about laying some shoulder pads on some people.
10-4, that's the plan, Mr. Palmer. They're not going to do anything out of the ordinary. We're in a situation where they've kind of got us as far as the rankings are concerned. They're not going to come out of their game for us. They're going to do the things that we've seen on film. They're not going to deviate from those things. They're going to do exactly what we see.
Right. We'll be right back to the MCA Coaching Show with Head Coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available. Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888. Online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the MCA Buccaneers Coaches Show with Head Coach Darrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location at Blue Bay Bar Mexican and Grill. This segment is brought to you by Darren Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Coach Toomer, you know, we was discussing what about our special team this week. And one thing I like Friday night, the young quarterback, Dimmer Anthony, he took off and run when it presented itself. Mm-hmm. And you've been preaching that to him. If that thing opened up, bud, take it and go. And he did that a lot Friday night.
Yeah, that's the plan. Look at one, look at two, and leave the one there. Use your feet.
Yes, sir.
Don't take a sack. We don't want a minus play. You know, we don't have a second and 22 play call. We don't have a third and 15. Third and long, you know. But if it's there, we tell them to take off and run it. You know, don't hesitate. Don't think about it twice, because when you do, that's when you'll get tackled for a loss.
Yes, and me and Frank sit up in the press box, and we was like, man, Dim was really running this thing tonight. He's looking real good. That second half, Coach, they look like a totally different team. I don't know what you're saying to him, but you need to put that in a magic bottle and make that speech every time.
Well, I didn't say anything to him, Mr. Kenny.
Wow, well, don't say nothing this week.
I came in a half and I told him, you know, we're not going to make any offensive adjustments. And we're not going to make any defensive adjustments. And I walked out of the room. I said, I'll be back to get y'all in about 3 minutes. And I think they talked to themselves.
Wow. But whatever they did, man, it showed up.
And the refs ain't supposed to say this, but he said, Coach, I don't know what you said at halftime, but this is a different team from the first half. That's what one of the refs told me during the game.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, Calvary was shocked because, Coach, you know, everybody that had Calvary come here to beat us by 4 or 5 touchdowns. We ain't going to have a chance. I said, son, that's why you play the game. Let's scrapple up, buckle up, and go get them, Coach. And I was very proud of the team. Yeah. Me, Frank was like, this is the best game we have played all year. Even though we lost it, they looked like a football team.
They looked like a football team, Coach. That saying that you just said, you got to play the game, that's what I told them. And that's what I tell them every Friday. You know, you could be picked to win. You know, somebody could pick this team to win. But that's why you go out and you play the game on Friday. Any given game, you can get beat.
Anybody could beat anybody on a given day.
Yes.
But now, Coach, what about our special team this week? I hear you preaching to the boys about that on our Tuesday. Have we worked on that some this week?
We work on it every day. Friday we had a penalty of 12 men. Wow. And
that was a big penalty in the game, Coach. That really turned the game around right there.
Yes, and the thing that you don't get as a coach is you work on it every single day. You do it in the same fashion that it happens on Friday. So you'll have defense on the field, and then you send a return unit out, and then you get in the game. Well, before the game, you go over it and you do everything. You do your special team walkthrough before the game, and then you go out on the game and you have a penalty, and that just comes with dealing with teenagers. I mean, that's one thing you're going to have. It's a coaching error and it's a player error. We all got to do better at that. We got to make sure we're counting as coaches. And then the players got to make sure that they're paying attention on Friday nights to the situation. We had a corner that stayed in the game and thought it was still an offensive possession. So he didn't come out.
Wow.
You know, but as coaches, we got to do a better job. That's our fault for not counting and calling the timeout and getting him off the field.
Yes.
So it's a little bit of both right there. But special teams is big, especially this week, because we're losing those four guys that are injured this week. I know one kid played 1, 2, 3, 4 special teams.
Wow.
So I had to replace that kid on 4 special teams, kickoff return, punt, and punt return. Mm. And that's always critical. But we took a lot of time yesterday, today, and even Monday to make sure we're going over the things that we need to be successful Friday. And we don't just throw them in there. We do different special team drills. We'll do a kickoff return drill. We'll do a kickoff drill. We'll do a punt and a punt return drill where we just work on specifically that play and what we're doing. So we got some guys that's going to step up, but they know what to do. They just got to go out and do it on Friday.
This is the MCA Coaching Show with Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, question for you. I know you hate to play your quarterback on defense, Dimmer Anthony.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I said, man, you know, I wanted to coach ever think about putting that little joke at linebacker or safety, but you hate to put your quarterback on because you're only one play away from being hurt, coach, and losing your quarterback.
You know, and it's funny you say that because I was thinking about it earlier today, but it's just some positions on the field you just want all to yourself, and that's one that you want just to kind of be ready to go because that guy is going to make a lot of adjustments. But believe me, everyone on the team is prepared to go a second way. So
yes,
he's not only a quarterback, he has gotten reps at safety and at corner. And it need be emergency situations. We'll have to do what we got to do. So every there's no one way. There's guys that play one way majority of the night or all of the night, but believe me, everyone has a second position that they can rep in case dire need or we need them.
Coach, my question is to you. Do you think we can go up in Savannah and beat Country Day on Friday night?
I think we can go up in Savannah and beat Country Day. And the way I think we can do it is put the ball on the ground,
yes,
make mistake-free football on offense, execute, no offsides,
yes,
no holdings.
No.
Defensively, I think we got to go out. We got to put somebody in those run gaps. We got to stop the power.
Yes.
We got to stop the ISO.
Yes.
We got to stop the trap. We can't get any pass interference calls. We can't get any offside penalties. And we got to play football.
Yes. And, Coach, we got to stay ahead of the chain. Like you say, we cannot have first and 15, first and 20. We want to have second and 5, a third and 2, third and 1. Staying ahead of the chains. These are the things that you be successful with, and these are the things that help you win football games.
Yeah, last Friday we started the game off first and 15.
Wow.
I think we had a senior jump offside.
Yes, you did.
And that, you know, right now you're already one strike down before the snap is even snapped. No, we don't want to get behind. You know, looking at the offense this year, I've took a lot more interest in it. It's a lot easier to call plays when you're ahead of the chains, as you say.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, like I said, you know, a while back, a few minutes ago, we don't have a second and 22 play. You know, what's our second and 22 play? You know, we don't have that.
And I don't think many teams have that, Coach.
I don't think so either. I mean, you can go back and look at your explosive plays and hope that'll work, but for the most part, when you're ahead of the chains, the play call is a whole lot easier.
It makes a coach much happier, too,
doesn't
it?
Yeah, it does.
But I tell you what, Coach, I just hype about playing. Don't get too emotional. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. But be ready to put your big boy britches on and scrap them up, and let's go win the state
crown. Well, I do too, Mr. Kenny, and the thing about this situation is all hope is not lost.
No.
You know, I'm still positive. I'm a positive person. We still have fun. We still do all the things we need to do to get better as a team. And all hope is not lost. The Bucks still have a chance to make the playoffs. And you never know what happened once you make the playoffs.
All you want to do is get there, baby.
All you want to do is get there.
Okay, thank you for joining us for the MCA Coaches Show with Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Terrell Tuma Show. I'm Kenny Palmer and signing off. Good night.